Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle. Happy belated Mid-Autumn Festival! 大家上礼拜中秋连假过得怎样啊？有没有回家跟家人团圆，然后吃很多很多烤肉、月饼跟柚子呢？或是连假有没有去什么好玩的地方玩啊？When you're on a break, do you share the places you visit or the amazing food you have with your friends and family on social media? Which social media platforms do you use the most? Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook? Social media 就是社群网络、社群网站。Social media plays a big role in our society nowadays, and it has kind of become the main way we modern people connect with each other. Well, as a millennial, I use social media a lot.Maybe even a little too much. Millennial 就是千禧世代，西元2000年左右出生的人。然后我刚好呢就是一个 millennial. I scroll through my Instagram and Facebook feed to see what my friends are up to whenever I'm bored. And sometimes I share photos and videos with them too. Have you ever wondered how social media websites and apps make money while we use most of them for free? 你有没有想过这些免费的社群网站和软体是怎么赚钱的呢？Today's video surely can answer that question. It's titled, How Does Facebook Make Money? Ads, ads, ads. 怎么都是广告 ?Facebook 营运的秘密是 So the not-so-secret secret to Facebook's financial success is advertising. It accounts for 99% of the company's overall income. How do they do that? Check out the video to find out more. But before that, let's first take a look at our sentence of the day.Targeted advertising uses sophisticated methods to let marketers drill down to specific audiences. 慢一点再来一次。Targeted advertising uses sophisticated methods to let marketers drill down to specific audiences. 发音的部分首先要注意的是第一个单字 targeted. Target 的 e 发的是短音的 i， 然后字尾 ed 前面的 t 可以轻轻发成 d 的音，然后因为字尾 ed 前面是 d 的音，所以呢 ed 就会发成 it， it 总合起来就会是 targeted， targeted。再来第二个单字 advertising， i 发的是长音 i， 然后 s 发的是 z 的音， advertising， advertising。接下来 uses 要记得 use 字尾加上 s， 第一个 s 就会发成 z 的音 uses uses。下一个比较难发音的单字是 sophisticated， sophisticated 有五个音节，然后重音是在第二音节，还要注意 ph 发 f 的音，然后字尾 ed 前面的 t 一样可以轻轻发成 d 的音 sophisticated sophisticated。然后 marketers 的 t 一样可以轻轻发成 d 的音 marketers marketers。接下来 specific specific 注意重音在第二音节，然后呢它的 e 发的是 e 的音 specific specific。我们再来看看抑扬顿挫跟断句的部分。这个句子当中讲到 methods 的时候，语调可以稍稍往上扬，然后再停顿一下下，吸口气，接着说明这些方法带来的效用。然后句尾的 audiences 语调就会往下掉，来表示句子的结束。所以呢，就会是 targeted advertising uses sophisticated methods to let marketers drill down to specific audiences。接下来我们来看看今天要学习的单字。第一个单字我们要看到 target， target 当作动词使用时，意思是广告、批评或产品等，以某人或某物作为目标或者对象。 For example, the TV commercial for the toy is targeted at children of ages 7 to 12. 这个玩具的电视广告以7到12岁的孩童为目标对象。它也可以指瞄准或是以某人某物为攻击目标，像是 capital cities were often targeted during wars， 首都在战争时时常会被作为攻击目标。 target 也可以当作名词使用，意思是靶子或者是目标，还有批评、嘲笑、攻击的对象。 For example, the newly established company's target is to become the fastest growing startup in 2009. 这间新成立的公司已成为2019年度成长最快的新创公司为目标。Or it is very easy for elders to become the target of fraud. 老年人很容易成为诈骗受害者。 第二个单字我们要来看到的是 advertising。 Advertising 是名词，意思是广告或是广告业。 For example, the company has always been the top dog in the advertising industry. 那间公司一直以来都是广告业的龙头。 Top dog 呢，就是指龙头、权威的意思。动词 advertise 则是登广告、做广告宣传的意思。 The new product was advertised on TV during peak viewing times, so it drew a lot of attention. 新产品在收视尖峰时段打广告，于是吸引了很多人注意。那最常听到也出现在我们今天影片标题里面的 ad 就是 advertisement 的简写。 Advertisement 是广告启示，像 a newspaper advertisement for the new movie， 新电影的报纸广告。 Advertisement 有一个有趣的用法，就是 be an advertisement for something， 现身说法宣传某物的好处。 For example, she is a great advertisement for practicing English on a daily basis because she has improved noticeably since she started. 她是每天练习英文的活广告，因为自从开始练习以来进步了非常多。第三个重点单字我们来看到 sophisticated。 Sophisticated 是形容词，意思是精密的、复杂的、先进的。 For example, the research requires sophisticated equipment and the best scientists. 这项研究需要精密的仪器和最佳的科学家来完成。 Sophisticated 也有精于世故的、老练成熟的、见识多广的意思。 For example, people consider her to be sophisticated despite her young age. 尽管她很年轻，人们还是认为她很成熟老练。 Sophisticate 则是名词，意思是成熟的人、精明练达的人。那 sophistication 也是名词，就是世故、老练、精密化。像是 The dark red gown gave the young lady a hint of sophistication. 深红色的礼服使那位年轻女士散发出一丝成熟的气息。或者是 The sophistication of cell phones has increased a great deal over the past few years. 手机的精密化在过去几年间增长了许多。最后我们来看到 drill down， 动词 drill 的意思是钻。那 drill down 这个片语意思就是深层探究，就是指将搜索、搜查从概要资讯向具体资讯扩展。像是 the different links on the website helps users drill down the exact information they need， 网站上不同的连结协助使用者层层找出所需的确切资料。如果 drill down 连成一个字就会是名词，挖掘式信息提供系统，就是提供从概括性到具体性详细资料的系统。 Okay, let's go through our sentence one last time. Targeted advertising uses sophisticated methods to let marketers drill down to specific audiences. I think that is why I always see advertisements for stuff that I really want to buy when I'm using Facebook. But the good thing is that I don't have enough money to actually go through with it. 还有时候只 Google 过一次的东西都会疯狂出现在脸书广告，真的超恐怖的，感觉很像一直被监视着。大家有类似的经验吗？ How often do you use social media?What are your experiences with Facebook's ads or ads from other social media platforms? Leave a comment and share your thoughts. And of course, don't forget to record your own pronunciation challenge and share this episode with all of your friends. Hope you all have a great week. See you next time. Bye!